My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, several years ago, Robert Bly learned so many things from men's gathering across North America. In the 1990s, a gathering of men aired on PBS with Bill Moyers interviewing Robert Bly, interviewed Robert Bly. And after that interview, a book entitled Iron John, a book about men, was published, describing what Robert Bly had discovered at those gatherings of men. He discovered that in the 50s, men, many of his qualities were strong and positive, but underneath the charm and bluff there, and there remained much isolation, deprivation, and passivity. He discovered that in the 60s, male has become more thoughtful, gentler, but by this process, he has not become free. He discovered that in the 70s and 80s, male are lovely, valuable people. I like them. They're not interested in harming the earth or starting wars. There is a gentle attitude toward life and their whole being and style of living. But many of these men are not happy. You quickly notice the lack of energy in them. My dear brothers and sisters, interestingly, Bly's finding closely resembles the disciples immediately after the crucifixion of Jesus. The disciples felt isolated. There was lack of energy. They were not happy. But then something beautiful happened to change all of this. They met the risen Jesus. In another translation of the gospel, it says, their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. My dear brothers and sisters, as a way of understanding what is happening in today's scripture readings, let's look at our own experiences of joy so great that it leaves us dumbfounded. For example, at Christmas time, sometimes we experience a joy that leaves us dumbfounded, if not at ourselves, but with others. The look on a small child's face as he sees the Christmas tree full of lights and all the presents underneath is a joy that leaves the child dumbfounded. A young boy who discovers a shiny bike, or a little girl who finds a bug with a cute tiny puppy, experience something similar. My dear brothers and sisters, if you ever experience a hole in one on the golf course, you know what it feels like to experience a joy that leaves you dumbfounded. You will say, it happened. I did it. If you have visited Disneyland, you probably noticed that the look of dumbfounded joy in the faces of children of all ages oftentimes the parents experience it more than their children. The joy of the disciples experienced in today's gospel was much greater than the joy of the previous examples. The disciples' experience was more like the joy experienced by Peter, James, and John during the Transfiguration. It was more a beatific vision we will experience after we die. My dear brothers and sisters, we have joy because of the assurance from the Creator that our lives will be all right. We have the assurance that our lives were intended to be abundant, and our lives were intended to be joyful. Today's gospel describes what happens when we shift from a state of alarm and terrified to a state of joy. The first thing that happens is Christ come to us and says, "Peace be with you." Then he asks, "Why are you so agitated, and why are these doubts rising in your hearts?" My dear brothers and sisters, if we open ourselves to the grace which Christ offers to us, and let go of the agitation and doubts that block the flow of grace, we too can experience a joy so great that we would become dumbfounded. The question for us today is this, my dear brothers and sisters. Why would I be afraid of joy? Why would I run from what I more desire? It is not an easy question to answer, but it has something to do with the disciples running away from Jesus at the time of his crucifixion. And it has something to do with being open to the risen Jesus, who continually says, "Peace be with you." And why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts rising in your hearts? My dear brothers and sisters, the fact of the matter is that most of us are ambivalent about our relationship with Christ. We have faith, but we also are afraid. We trust, but we also have distrust. We are at peace, but also we are agitated. My dear brothers and sisters, if we can just open ourselves to the energy of our ambivalences, we can become more present and discerning as to what is happening. The disciples in today's gospel were experiencing the peace of Jesus and agitation and doubt as well. And they had a choice. And they decided to go with the peace Christ was offering to them. The result was that their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. My dear brothers and sisters, we have the same opportunity. We have a choice to make. Today, we have to decide to go forth with the peace of Jesus, the peace Jesus is offering to us. He said to his disciples, and he says to us right now, "Peace I leave you, my friends. Peace the world cannot give. Peace I leave you, my friends, so that your joy be ever full." Amen.